Titan focus. He that too much embraceth holds little. Romanian proverb. Now that you have your life dreams written down on your list, it's important to rediscover what's truly important to you. At the end of your life, it won't be the Rolls Royces and Ferraris that matter the most to you, but the following. 1. Did you have the courage to follow your dreams? 2. Who did you become as a person, father, husband, professional, friend? 3. Did you find joy in life? 4. Did your life bring joy to others? 5. Did you leave this world better than you found it? Considering that a lifetime is, by definition, limited in time, you must narrow down the dreams you would like to accomplish. Cut your list down to your 5 most important dreams. These are your Titan 5 for life. What are the 5 most important things you must have accomplished at the end of your life for you to say, "I lived an extraordinary life"? No worries, my ambitious friend. If you accomplish your Titan 5 for life way before your deathbed, you might always add other dreams. But it's important that you start with no more than 5. Imagine you have 5 plants and enough water for those 5 plants. If you tried to water 10 plants with the same amount of water, you would have less water for each plant. Consequently, they would grow much more slowly. Some might even die because of not getting enough water. Will these plants represent your dreams? The water represents your energy and time. So narrow down your list. As Bill Gates said, "My success, part of it certainly, is that I have focused in on a few things." Build your life around your Titan 5 for life. Focus on them like a Titan. Why a Titan focus? The successful warrior is the average man with laser-like focus. Bruce Lee. Any Titan achievement is not a coincidence. It's always the result of a clearly defined focus, meticulous planning, and consistent execution. But it all starts with a Titan focus. A Titan focus gives you clarity, and clarity is the DNA of the Titan life. In July 1991, Bill Gates Sr. invited his son Bill Gates Jr., the founder of Microsoft, and investor Warren Buffett over for dinner. Bill Gates Sr. asked his guests, "What factor do you feel has been the most important in getting to where you've gotten in life?" Buffett immediately replied, "Focus." Bill Gates Jr. agreed. Focus is more valuable than intelligence. There are so many brilliant people who never amount to anything. And there are people with average intelligence who build Titan lives, thanks entirely to their ability to focus. Your focus drives your behavior. As the saying goes, where focus goes, energy flows, and results show. If you focus on getting bigger biceps, you will work on your biceps. The result, you will get bigger biceps. A focus on your Titan 5 for life empowers you with wisdom to make those judgments effectively. If your priorities grow out of your Titan 5 for life, if they are deeply planted in your heart and in your mind, you will spend most of your time working on making your Titan 5 for life a reality, and you will do so with Titan enthusiasm. The Age of Distraction.
Unless a man selects a definite purpose in life, he dissipates his energies and spreads his thoughts over so many subjects and in so many different directions that they lead not to power but to indecision and weakness.
Napoleon Hill. We live in the age of distraction. We receive notifications from emails, texts, social media, and calls all day long. Only those who can focus can have a Titan life. Forget about all the projects you want to accomplish. Focus only on the one you are developing now. Steve Jobs said, "That's been one of my mantras, focus and simplicity. Simple can be harder than complex. You have to work hard to get your thinking clean to make it simple. but it's worth it in the end because once you get there, you can move mountains. Alexander Graham Bell stated, "Concentrate all your thoughts upon the work at hand. The sun's rays do not burn until brought to a focus." And Stefan Zweig said, "Concentration is the eternal secret of every mortal achievement. Titans know that it's preferable to be a titan at a few things rather than mediocre at multiple things. Multitasking is the enemy."
You do something all day long, don't you? Everyone does. If you get up at 7 o'clock and go to bed at 11, you have put in 16 good hours, and it is certain with most men they have been either walking or reading or writing or thinking. The only trouble is that they do it about a great many things, and I do it about one. If they took the time in question and applied it in one direction, to one object, they would succeed. Success is sure to follow such application. The trouble lies in the fact that people do not have an object, one thing, to which they stick, letting all else go. Success is the product of the severest kind of mental and physical application.
Thomas A. Edison. We live in a world that celebrates and almost reveres multitasking. When you multitask, instead of channeling your complete focus into one task, you spread it thin. This prevents you from diving deep into any of your tasks. The result? Poorer outcomes and thus less gratification. While most people scatter their focus, titans focus on one thing at a time. If some of your Titan 5 for life are to have my own family, to become a best-selling author, and to learn to play piano, it's important that you don't scatter your focus by multitasking. It's best to focus on one thing at a time so you can give your undivided attention to each different thing. Titan 5 for life versus urgent. Most of us spend too much time on what is urgent and not enough on what is important. Stephen Covey. It's easy to get caught in a flood of minutiae. We all have urgent matters that require our immediate attention. The key to a Titan life is to stay focused on your Titan 5 for life rather than what is most urgent. Your Titan 5 for life are the things you must do to have a Titan life, but somehow they seldom get done because they are not urgent. Exercising when you are healthy, writing your book when you already have another source of income, reading when there is no one to test your knowledge, nurturing your relationships when you believe they will be there tomorrow. Sure, Titans also have crises and emergencies that require their immediate attention, but the number is relatively small. One strategy to have a Titan life is to proactively treat your Titan 5 for life as life and death, even though they may not seem so in the moment, but they will when you get to your deathbed. Simplify, simplify, simplify. Concentrate, narrow down, exclude. Henry Miller. What's going on in your life that's not part of your Titan 5 for life? All that stuff is wasting your time, pulling your attention from what's important. As much as possible, simplify your life by eliminating the stuff that's not on your short list or minimizing it. First, see what can be eliminated. Next, see what can be automated. And last, delegate the things that cannot be eliminated or automated. The key to a Titan life is to be proactive, not busy. Do less meaningless work so you can focus on your Titan goals. Another thing to ask yourself is, are you inventing things to do to avoid the important? Your most valuable asset. A man who dares to waste 1 hour of time has not discovered the value of life. Charles Darwin. What is your most valuable asset? Think about it. Is it your health? You can be healthy, then get sick, and then regain your health. Is it your money? You can lose all your money, and then you can make it all back. Is it your spouse? Your spouse might mean everything to you, and yet, 50% of married people get divorced, and then find the new spouse that is suddenly the love of their life. How about your friends? Friends are important, and yet how many friends have you had through your life you no longer keep in touch with? Your most valuable asset is time. You can never lose time and get it back again. You can't spend time and then go earn more. You can't buy it, rent it, nor borrow it. Time is the great equalizer. Whether rich or poor, young or old, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. How you spend your time will determine your destiny. Titans respect their time. They leverage it and use it appropriately. Use time wisely, and you'll enjoy a Titan life. Squander your time, and it will be gone forever. Learn to say no. People think focus means saying yes to the thing you've got to focus on, but that's not what it means at all. It means saying no to the 100 other good ideas that there are. You have to pick carefully. I'm actually as proud of the things we haven't done as the things I have done. Steve Jobs. Do you ever feel like you don't have enough time? Lack of time is lack of priorities. One secret to having a Titan life is to focus on your Titan 5 for life and say no to the rest. Titans say no almost to everything. Most people and companies fail because they focus on too many opportunities. Ubiquity kills a company and the human spirit. Don't dilute your focus with other opportunities. Being selective, doing less, is the path of Titans. The only way to free up time for your Titan 5 for life is to have the courage to say no to the rest. You don't have to be rude, but you have to be honest, especially with yourself. You either spend your every hour at the whim of other people's expectations, or you live your Titan life. A simple, "it's not going to work for me," will do. You'll find this liberating. Please remember that you're always saying no to something anyway. When you say yes to the apparent urgent things in your life, you say no to your Titan 5 for life. A plan B is the enemy. Singleness of purpose is one of the chief essentials for success in life, no matter what may be one's aim. John D. Rockefeller. Most parents tell their children that having a plan B is necessary in case their plan A fails. While this may seem like the reasonable thing to do, Titans have no plan B. They know that having a plan B will only sabotage your plan A. Failing is part of the process of a Titan. For Titans, while experimenting, temporary defeat is part of the journey, but permanent failure is not an option. They focus on one thing until successful, or until they decide they are through or no longer interested. So, what do Titans do when they decide that they are through or no longer interested? They look for the next plan A, but they never start a plan A with a plan B in mind. When in 1519 the explorer Hernán Cortés landed in Mexico to begin his great conquest, he gave the order to his men to burn the ships. Why? Because he knew that retreat is easy when you have a plan B. Will you have a plan B spouse in case your marriage with your current spouse does not go as expected? If you have a plan B, it will eventually become your plan A. Concentrate. Concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice, and on freeing yourself from all other distractions. Yes, you can, if you do everything as if it were the last thing you were doing in your life, and stop being aimless. Stop letting your emotions override what your mind tells you. Stop being hypocritical, self-centered, irritable. You see how few things you have to do to live a satisfying and reverent life? If you can manage this, that's all even the gods can ask of you. Marcus Aurelius. Only those who can concentrate on a single task at a time can have a Titan life. Most people feel scattered and distracted and assume they should be able to concentrate easily. And if not, there must be something wrong with them. Therefore, they should be medicated. But this would be the same as assuming that you can be an Olympic weightlifter from the get-go. Like with anything else, concentration takes practice. As weightlifting doesn't just make you strong for lifting weights, but it also makes your body strong for everything you do the rest of the day. Concentration practice strengthens your ability to focus for everything you do in your life. To practice concentration, simply bring your focus onto a single task. If anything pulls your attention away, which will happen, especially initially, you calmly and gently guide it back to the focus point. Think of it as doing repetitions with weights. To build strong muscles, you lift the weights up and down repeatedly. Each time you do it, you get a tiny bit stronger, and over a long period of time, you get a lot stronger. It's the repetition that is key. Eventually, you can lift a very large weight. The same thing goes for concentration. Your mind wanders. You bring it back to the object of focus. Each time you bring your mind back to the object of focus, your concentration gets a tiny bit stronger, and over a long period, it gets a lot stronger. It's the repetition that eventually brings a tightened focus. By daily practice of concentration, your focus too can develop to tighten proportions, and without the help of any medication.